It's time once again to go beyond the counter. Today I'm hanging out at American Family Insurance with Sandy Kluse. Sandy, how are you?
I'm very good today.
I'm glad to hear that. So we did this last year, so you're kind of a veteran at this now, maybe. Yeah. It might be a way to describe it.
Sure.
So thanks for signing up and doing this again.
Yeah,
We were having a pretty cool conversation before we started to record this interview. We were talking about some of the trips that you've been on as of late, and you piqued my interest on one thing, and you had mentioned this. So as we were talking, it came back to memory that you kind of got into this business because of your dad, right?
Correct.
Is that right? Yeah. So, and then you took it over, but you had mentioned that more and more women are getting involved in the insurance mm-hmm. industry as a whole.
Yes.
And American Family is kind of focusing on that a little bit. And you just had a really neat girls trip down to Denver of all places.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
It was really awesome. It was a much needed little getaway just for us girls, and this is a really stressful business sometimes. So
no,
yeah, a little bit. So it was just a nice trip. It was beautiful weather there. While it was storming here,
yes.
As I left, there was tornado warnings as we were flying away, and I thought, oh goodness, but everything was okay.
Yeah. I was really busy that night.
Yeah. Oh, I bet.
Yeah. But nonetheless, it was probably the ideal time to get away for a little bit.
Yeah.
Nice way to decompress and enjoy some time. But I just thought that was a pretty neat thing that American Family is doing to kind of help out the women that are working for the company.
Yes.
So one of the other neat things that you had mentioned is that you guys get involved with some charitable things as well. So you were mentioning that American Family will kind of pay you money to go and volunteer time, but you don't get to pocket that money.
Correct.
But that money is then earmarked to be donated to a local charity of your choice.
Correct. Yeah.
Back which is
the
awesome.
Community. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. And last year you ended up donating what you said to.
I think it was if
we're wrong, we're wrong. But yeah.
If I clocked I probably didn't clock every hour that I did, but I think it was around $150 that I had. That I could give back to a nonprofit. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's a great program. Being involved in the community is really important to me, mm-hmm. and just being able to give that money back just to say, hey, you know, this is
absolutely.
For you. And
yeah,
I love that.
So. Now you and I, we bump into each other quite a bit, getting involved in different organizations and things like that. Primarily the Chamber of Commerce.
Yep.
Because you've sat on that board for how many years now?
This is my second year.
Second year.
Believe.
Okay.
Aaron, I have to confirm that, but I'm pretty sure it's my second year.
Okay. So you and I came on at the same time then, right?
Yes.
So we're both in our year two. How long are our terms again? I don't remember.
I don't know. I probably will be on there forever.
Until they kick us out. Yeah, exactly. Until they kick us out.
Yeah.
But you get involved with a lot of the other committees that are kind of subcommittees of the Chamber of Commerce, one of those being the Timber City Adventure Race.
Yes.
And that's coming up real quick.
Yes,
what are some of the other committees that you get in on?
It's a Wonderful Life. I've been on that committee since before COVID. I think it was the year before COVID, maybe 2 years before that.
I
got
that
involved.
Event.
Me too.
It is so neat.
I love that it's all community. It's all free through the community. The people get to bring their kids, and the kids get to win some pretty cool
nice stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I love that one.
It's one thing that I've always talked about, and I think we've even mentioned it. I'm blown away by the philanthropic measures that take place within Maquoketa and Jackson County. People are freely giving money to the causes that they support and encourage. And one of the biggest ones, of course, is our kids.
Yeah.
And our kids don't want much for much. Or, you know, they're well taken care of. And I think all of the service organizations do a wonderful job with that.
Yeah.
So along with the Chamber, you're also on the Kiwanis Club, is
Correct.
That right?
Yep.
Okay.
And I can't remember if that's been four. I think I've been 4 years I've been in Kiwanis.
Mm-hmm.
They're also, everything's for the kids with Kiwanis. You know, we just had After Prom. I was on the After Prom committee.
Sure.
For that.
It looked like a really fun night. Some of the photos I saw.
Yeah, I think all the kids had a great time. We had way higher attendance than we thought. They usually figure 75% of who signs up, and I think we were almost at 100% of the sign up. So
that was awesome.
Yeah, they get great prizes. Kathy and Chrissy do a wonderful job of making sure that all the prizes are cool.
Yeah.
I think a junior and seniors, I usually do the check-in part, and they get to go and pick a prize.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a great event. We're usually done by like 3 a.m. Way past my bedtime. Yeah. But everyone does pretty
well. My alarm's almost about to go off at that time, let alone staying up that late anymore.
It's one of those where the next day you just feel like you have no energy. Your body just cannot function.
You feel like you're swimming through Jell-O.
Yes.
That's the term I like to use often. Yeah, it's not easy.
It's a terrible, terrible feeling. But it's only, for the most part, I only do that once a year. Stay up that late. So that's a good program, a good event that they do. They do the Easter egg hunt, Kiwanis does. Actually, coming up here, we have the pitch hit run that they're going to do.
That's exciting.
Next Tuesday night.
Okay. So that's coming up.
Yeah. So that's cool for the kids.
Excellent. And then there's Miles for Maisie as well coming up. That's all part of Kiwanis.
That's my wedding anniversary.
Oh, it is your wedding anniversary. Well, happy anniversary.
It always falls on that around our anniversary time. But so we'll be there. I think the fire department has their golf outing that same day.
Oh my goodness, it's going to be busy.
Andrew Fire Department does, so that'll be a really busy day. But yeah, Miles for Maisie. What else do we do? Kiwanis,
you guys do a lot. So
we do a ton of
stuff. Because I'm on Rotary. I didn't get into Kiwanis.
Oh,
but
you should do both. Yeah, I know.
We're looking for more Rotarians too, by the way.
It's kind of like the same with doing Kiwanis and also all the chamber stuff.
Yeah.
Also with the chamber, so we have the Timber City Adventure Race coming up. I do the It's a Wonderful Life, and we had the gala.
Yes, the gala was awesome.
Yep, that was just a month ago.
Yeah,
right?
It's been a minute, but it was awesome.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right after I got back from my Utah trip.
Yes, your Utah trip.
Talk about me traveling.
You've been doing a lot of traveling lately.
Yeah. Went to a Cardinals game. That was an awesome, awesome weekend. They did lose, unfortunately, but against the Red Sox.
Just the one game they lost. Okay.
I feel like they won Friday night. They lost Saturday.
And I'm not sure how they did on Sunday.
Oh, I think they lost Sunday.
I think they lost
Kids
Sunday.
Day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, so then we did the gala in March. It's a Wonderful Life is usually, the Christmas event in December.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Yeah. Lots of good stuff.
You're involved. That's kind of the biggest thing is that you keep yourself very busy.
I love it. But, and I've been roping my husband into helping out with some of these committees as well. So he appreciates that.
Was he being voluntold?
Kind of.
Yes. I like that.
That's even today at the Timber City Adventure Race, Jan said, that we needed some bike racks.
Oh, sure.
And Jan's like, oh, Alan, you know how to weld? Alan's like, I'm really busy. I'm like, oh, I think your boss would let you off.
There you go.
So, I don't think he appreciates all of my volunteering of him, but.
Well, that's okay. It's always for a great cause.
Yes.
And that's kind of the biggest thing about it. It really is.
I love being involved in everything and being able to help out. So
obviously in some of your spare time, you like to travel.
I do.
You've been to a few neat destinations as of late.
Yes.
Is there anything on your bucket list, a place to go that you just really got to go see?
I really, and this will probably be in a few years, but before my kids, so Olivia, I have a daughter, Olivia, that is going to be 14.
Okay.
And Larson will be 12 in September. Mm-hmm. And our goal is to get the kids to every state.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Hopefully before Olivia graduates, that might not happen.
So how many are left?
So I think we, at this point in our travels, we've been to 12.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
You got a lot of states to go to.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we still have 12 left. We did go to the Four Corners when we went to Utah. So we
So you got your four that way. That's all right. Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure maybe 12 or 14 is all we've been to. But
all right. Are you saving one as the crown jewel for the final?
No, not really. I want my kids to see.
And you're going to do all 50, not just the lower 48.
Correct.
Alaska and Hawaii, have you already done those? Okay.
Not Alaska.
I've
done Hawaii. Yep.
Okay.
But I just want them to experience this. This country has so many amazing things.
Well, it really does. Yeah.
And you don't have to go to other countries to see it. I mean, that Utah trip totally showed me some of the beauty of the United States. But if I had a destination that I have to do before I die is it's going to be Ireland.
Ireland.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know why. I just, I want to go there. I'm Ireland, Scotland.
Yeah.
I want to.
Okay.
I'm gonna get there.
Good for you.
It just might be a few years.
Well, that's all right. It's still going to be there.
Right?
Yeah. And it's good to have a goal
maybe
like that.
Maybe the gas prices will go down by then. Plane tickets won't be so high. But
might want to take up sailing. Right? Until they can start charging for the wind. I think you'll be okay that way. All kidding aside. Yeah, gas prices are kind of a little high right now. But hopefully they come back around.
Yeah.
We'll ride it out. Inevitably, we'll still end up burning the gas, don't we?
Right, yeah. We still drive, no matter what it costs.
We
still drive.
We kind of have to. Exactly. Right. So your mom kind of, I'm going to bring this up because
you already know
where this is going. So your mom has begun to kind of dabble, mm-hmm. might be the right word, in doing some, well, I don't know. How would you describe this?
Hooch? Moonshine? Okay, there you go. I don't know what you really call it.
So she's kind of making some homemade shine kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And you had a couple of jars that were up for bid that she had made at the gala, and I was outbid on both. Doggone it.
You know, it's a silent auction, James. You should have made sure you were standing by
the table. I was trying so hard. I went up there with like 2 minutes left, and I put my bids on it. Somebody must have saw that I walked up there because I wanted a cupcake, damn it.
Oh, yeah.
And I missed out on the moonshine. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, so how long has she been doing that?
I would say just a couple of years.
Yeah.
She found some Facebook recipe one time and was like, ooh, and she had a bunch of cherries. She has a cherry tree.
Yeah.
And so she made some cherry moonshine and everyone just loved it. And then I want to say it was her 75th birthday party, which was just last September. Sorry, Mom, I told your age there. But she got it out and she had that orange dreamsicle, which is the one that.
That's the one I was trying to get, yes.
And oh man, it's just so good. So
I bet. Yeah.
Yeah, people are always like, hey, can you make us this?
And
I think it's a pretty easy thing, but it just has to ferment.
That's
for like
all right.
Six
it's
going to
take time. Exactly. Yeah, you have to have
she
that
might
time.
Might have yours fermented.
Oh, goody.
So
I'm waiting. I'm waiting. It's okay. So I'm sure,
patience.
You know, well, that's good things come to those who wait, right?
Yes.
And still, it's a good lesson to learn.
Yeah, so. It was great that she was able to donate.
It was awesome that she did.
A couple jars of that.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was really cool.
I think she actually had one big jar of cherry, too, but I don't remember.
All I saw were the two orange.
No, she had a big...
Did I miss the jar of cherry one? I should have put a bid on that, too.
Towards the end.
Okay.
Anyway.
I saw the orange ones, and I'm like, that's what I would like.
Yeah, it was really good. I bet.
Secret hidden talents. I don't even remember if you gave me one last year.
I think I told you I played the clarinet in high school.
Oh, okay.
Fifth grade on, I played the clarinet.
Yeah.
I was a clarinet player.
And when's the last time you played the clarinet?
Oh, probably my
do you still
senior
own
year
of
high school. No, I
oh,
did not.
Okay, you got rid of it.
Yeah,
okay.
I didn't keep that going. I also am very artistic. Like, I think Olivia gets a little bit of that from Alan and I both. We're both very, very talented in the...
So do you doodle or sketch or what do you...
I used to pencil draw a lot.
Okay.
I drew pictures for my parents. I actually have a couple. I have one at home. Well, I have several at home. My grandpa was very into woodworking.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And he made all the frames for my pictures that I would draw.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I think in 1980, I think he made a little plaque for the picture that I drew my parents, one of the first ones I drew. Steve Lukey was my art teacher at Andrew. And he was phenomenal. And he was a great teacher, a great person. And he is a great person. And he helped me draw this portrait of this girl. It was just a magazine picture, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave that to my parents for Christmas. And so it has a little plaque that says, Merry Christmas, Mom and Dad, 1989.
Love that.
So,
that's so cool.
It's pretty cool. So I'm always that parent that... Valentine's Day or...
Oh, you're that parent.
That waits till the night before. That's like,
but it
oh,
all
hey.
Looks amazing.
Yeah, it's like 3 in the morning and I'm
you're still putting
hot
stuff
gluing.
Together.
Yeah.
But you're literally hot glue. I mean, like I was the parents. It's like, well, we're going to get whatever Walmart has and that's what you're giving.
I am terrible. Alan, like fly by the seat of my pants is how I work sometimes.
Hmm?
I work best under pressure. Yeah.
And a little chime it's in from, the, from like, the gallery back
or,
there.
Yeah. Or Halloween when the kids are like, oh, on Halloween's on Friday and on Wednesday, they're like, can I be Batman? Or
I think
1 year Olivia wanted to be an owl.
Oh.
And I am not kidding. I took a sweatshirt or a hooded sweatshirt and I took colored felt and I cut out every feather. And I hot glued them all on. She had wings.
And it worked?
It was gorgeous. Yes. Okay. It was cool. Right. And then I made her a mask. I'm pretty sure I had a cramp in my hand for the next 2 weeks from cutting out all those feathers. But she won, like, cutest home
Well, there you go.
Costume.
Okay.
And
all right.
It was, like, first grade or something. Well, but I still have the costume.
Well,
like,
there you go. Even better.
How am I going to get rid of that?
Yeah, you can't.
There's a lot of work into that.
Yeah,
thing.
You can't get rid of that.
So definitely, I made her a spider 1 year.
Oh, wow. So a lot of craftiness in you, too.
Yeah, so that's probably one of my...
Okay.
Maybe not a hidden talent.
Well, but that's one that people wouldn't know
from
chatting with you. It took this long to get that out of you here, so...
Right. Yeah, I don't think I really have any other hidden talents.
Okay.
I can say words under my breath sometimes.
Well, don't we all?
Is that a hidden talent?
Well, I don't have a beep on this, so let's not get into those, right?
Yeah.
Well, Sandy, it's been a lot of fun to come beyond the counter and talk with you again this year. It's always a good time.
Right.
And I know every time I come in, I just block off at least an hour. So we're going to chew the fat a little
good
bit
idea.
Anyway. You're a great conversationalist. I always look forward to it. And thanks
thank
for letting
you.
Me do it again.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Hey, you bet. That's Sandy Kluse here as we go beyond the counter with American Family Insurance on KMAQ. I'm James Shaman.